Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 25th of November, baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Son baptizes a Son of God into the person of the Holy Spirit. As John the Baptist declared, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. A believer who is immersed in the Holy Spirit receives from him the power of the seven spirits of God, enabling their participation in the fellowship of Yahweh's covenant. This includes the capacity to participate in the intercession and travail of Yahweh's prayer and to be a witness of Christ to the world as they journey with him in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings as a Son of God and a member of his body. Baptism into the Holy Spirit is indicated by the capacity to speak in tongues. By the Spirit, a believer is able to join the intercession and travailing prayer of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this prayer meeting, the Son consults with the Holy Spirit in relation to the needs of the believer. Christ inquires of the Spirit regarding how they are connecting to him in obedience to the instructions that the Holy Spirit takes from Christ. The Spirit uses these instructions to lead them upon the pathway of their sanctification, enabling them to do the works that Christ has accomplished for them on his offering journey. The Son then, in prayer, reports to the Father about the believer's progress as his Son. If the believer is obediently following the leading of the Holy Spirit, they are truly a Son of God. God the Father is then for them, so who can be against them? The Father is freely giving to sons of God all things as they walk and live in this way. They then proceed to understand that nothing can separate them from the love of Christ as they journey with him in the fellowship of his sufferings. These sufferings are part of their experience from him who is I Am. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, Acts chapter 2 verse 4, Romans chapter 8 verses 26 and 27, Romans chapter 8 verse 31, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, and Romans chapter 8 verses 35 to 39. For further study, Romans chapter 8.